1、2、3。
Welcome everybody, welcome to VIJ, Voices in Japan. Today's episode is brought to you by Barefoot Bar. It's located in downtown Sapporo, walking distance from the subway station. There are a variety of Japanese-made craft bottled beers, a wide range of regular and unique spirits. They've just got some new Australian whiskies there. Should check them out.
What is an Australian whiskey? It's a famous one.
Mm-hmm.
Any famous ones?
Not from the top of my head, but these three are from Tasmania, I believe. Do you know where Tasmania is?
That's where you're from, right?
No. Okay, that's funny, Ben. Funny Ben. They have burgers and pub-style snacks with friendly English and Japanese-speaking staff. They do have a new item on the menu, and that is the burrito, which is extremely delicious. You ate one, Ben. I watched you do it.
Yeah, very good.
So, Barefoot Bar, you can check them out on Facebook, Barefoot. Bear as in the animal, foot as in the body part, and bar, B-A-R.
A drinking place.
Good segue onto our topic today. But before we get to that, Burke, tell us everything about you.
We just went to a cool event this morning. It was, the clothing store Uniqlo. They put on this event, a Sapporo Dome, for hoikuen, maybe 30 hoikuen or something, got together, just the kids and their families. And they set up little soccer pitches on the field. So they had 10 fields, and the hoikuen had two teams each, and they just played against each other. They played three games or something. And Ben, I don't know how familiar you are with the national soccer team, but I think you're pretty familiar.
Not with the national team, the Japan team.
Not the current one. Japan.
No, I only know two players that play, maybe.
Yeah, well, this guy's been retired for a while, but do you know Uchida? Did you ever hear the name Uchida?
Was he a Consadole player?
No, I don't think so. He was when he was popular, but he came, and during his time, he was one of the most popular players, and he was kind of also an idol status too. And he happens to be the guy that my wife used to be obsessed with when she was younger.
Oh, and she met him.
Yeah. Well, she didn't meet him, but when I first met her, she showed me some magazines she had or something.
I remember this story.
Yeah. And so he was there, and families during the games were allowed to go down on the field and cheer for their kids and stuff. And so as soon as we were first going down on the field before the first game, we were walking together, and he started coming our way.
And she pushed you away. Get away from me, you weird dude. Who is this guy? Yeah.
No, actually, she started fangirling out, and I had to tackle her. So we purposely walked past him, and and she got super close to him. She couldn't believe it, so it was a big deal
for
her.
She should have just said, hey, how you doing?
Well, she did give aisatsu, and he did aisatsu back to her, so... I don't want to say too much because she'll be embarrassed, but there were tears in her eyes at certain points.
So she gave a little bow, a nervous bow when she kind of made eye contact.
No, because it was funny because as we were walking, we kind of separated because we were actually going to bump into him. So she went around one side of him and I went around the other side, and I was kind of ahead of her. And I tried to say konnichiwa to him, and I thought but he just ignored me. And when she said hi to him, he said hi back to her.
Well, hello there. Hello there. Hey, did you get
a history maybe?
Maybe.
So her life, girlfriends, they'll have that one guy they kind of obsessed with.
So how old is he now?
He's late 30s or something.
Oh,
he's married now.
So still
he's got some
pretty
kids.
Young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very young.
Yeah, I thought, if she had
a 6-year-old.
Yeah, if she had pictures on his wall when she was young, I mean, it means that she had them quite recent then.
Well, she's
5 years ago.
Right now she does.
Yeah, in her room at our place. She got all these magazines and stuff.
Her chill out pad.
Anyway,
did you get a photo?
She got a lot of photos. Good, good. She made me take a lot of photos.
Like from a distance?
Yeah. No, like close. In.
Like together. Can I get a picture of you?
That was a rule from the beginning. Like you weren't allowed to ask him throughout the day. But he like joined into the games with the kids and stuff. It was pretty funny. But yeah, like Uniqlo paid for like the whole day, like renting the space.
Oh, cool.
Put it on and stuff.
Are they selling stuff too? Like clothes could you buy? Do a bit of shopping, buy some socks or
something? No, they gave all the kids free t-shirts, but there wasn't any like actual... I mean, it was just like very small in the scope of how big Sapporo Dome is. It was just like one small section of the place was being used for seating area, but the field had like 10 pitches.
Did your kids play?
Yeah. So my oldest daughter, she had 3 games. Yeah.
And how'd she get on?
She almost scored once. Yeah. She's actually decent at soccer. But they had like some of the teams that were actually there were like these little boys leagues that were just like joining the event because the guy Uchida was coming. And when the preschools would play those teams, like those kids would just like be scoring like every 10 seconds or something. Anyways, yeah. So, I'm getting the
Burke's upset because last week when we recorded, I kept telling him to hurry up, which I don't remember doing at all.
What is the hurry up gesture? It's like,
It's just a round circle.
Director's gesture.
Right? I've got a bit of a trivia question. I'll ask Ben because Burke, you'll probably know the answer. Love you.
Yeah, he's
Ben,
right.
It's true. Uniqlo is a clothing store. UNI.
I know what it stands for.
QLO. Why is it a Q, Ben?
I don't know why it's a Q, but it stands for unique clothing.
Yeah, but why didn't they use a C? What'd they use a Q for?
Because Q is a part of the word unique.
Wrong, so Ben. You're so wrong. When they made up Uniqlothing, the store name, the dude typed it wrong.
I think I've heard that.
So it was a spelling mistake.
As in the CEO?
Yeah, or whoever.
The owner?
Yeah, the owner typed it in. When he registered the company name, he put in a Q rather than a C. And it just stuck.
He kept it.
Kept it.
Nice.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard that kind of famous band, Glay. Isn't their name Glay because that's their favorite color?
In Japan.
That's what I heard.
G-L-A-Y.
Yeah.
Gray.
That's what I heard, man. I'm going to check that. I might need to cut that part.
No, keep it.
Anyway, so what are we talking about today? Drinking games?
Yeah, we're drinking about drinking games. Burke's telling me to hurry up. There's a few more to ask about it.
So, Japanese drinking game.
Now, parties in Japan, not like they are back home. How would you describe a party in England, Ben?
Oh, a party in England?
House party, let's say.
Absolutely insane is what house parties are like in England. British people are crazy, mate. We just have mad parties. There's loads of people, loads of booze, you know, whatever's going. People get a bit loose There's no politeness going on. And
but everyone
a lot
stands,
of fights, stuff like that.
Right. So everyone stands. People, friends of friends are invited. There's about 40
people. Yeah, sometimes
50 people.
Random people come off the street.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you just get into like fights and stuff. Yeah.
Sounds awesome. Now, what would be an American party? Now, in my mind, I'd imagine lots of booze, lots of food and
kegs.
Burke sitting by himself on a couch wondering where everybody is. That's an American party, isn't it?
Pretty much.
With an apple pie in the middle somewhere.
I mean, Bert going, why aren't they coming to my birthday party?
That was last year, actually. I went to University of Michigan, so obviously really big parties for student life, block parties, basically like a lot of houses and
do
stuff.
Do you drink out of those red cups like they do in the movies?
It's exactly like it is in the movies, Matt. Actually, yeah.
Why is it those red cups?
Beer bongs?
It's probably the same company supplying all of the party stores.
Order. All the plastic cups, they're all red in America.
Yeah, red or clear. Anyways.
But, okay, I'm having a house party in Japan. Bit different, isn't it, guys?
It's just... I've never actually been to like a wild house party in Japan.
I don't think they exist in Japan.
No. So it's not a house party for starters. Well, it's usually in somebody's apartment.
It's kind of like a dinner party usually, isn't it?
No, well, it's usually
a party in Japan is literally the word, they take it, the word literally party is in more than two people. So anytime it's more than two people, they call it a party.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's a definition.
So I remember, when I first came to Japan, my buddy, he knew these girls, you know, quite, and they're having a party. I'm like, oh, that sounds awesome. When I got there, it was like eight people. We're all sitting on the floor around a
table of food.
Yeah. And that was it. I'm like, is this the party?
Hey, mine was better, man. Mine was like four people. Including me and the other person they invited. So, and that was our party. That was my first Japanese party. And we were the guests. We didn't even know.
who's inviting you to the...
Oh, these are students. So, yeah, from, you know, working at Eon. You used to always get invited out.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so like, then one student was like, yeah, because, you know, we've just been here a couple of weeks. And she invited me and one of my coworkers. I'm going to have a party around my house. You two should come along.
Yeah, well, so for people who've never taught at an English conversation school, the students are like people that are working and stuff. It's not like college students and stuff. It's
right, professionals. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but parties have a different connotation, don't they? They're a bit more subdued, let's say. But if you haven't been to Japan and you do get invited to a party, there's some drinking games which also occur at izakayas, I guess, wouldn't you say, guys?
I don't know. I'm not too sure,
and I didn't study for this quiz.
Never played a drinking game in Japan before.
Well, let's do some right now.
All right.
I mean, I've played games at like Bonenkai, company Bonenkai and stuff. Are those the type of drinking games you're talking about?
like where you put the stocking over your head and
stuff
you both
like that, yeah.
Is that yeah?
And you rob a bank.
No, and then you run away from each other.
Yeah.
So you got one half of the stocking on over your heads, over your faces.
No, it wasn't like that.
I don't know what parties you guys are going to. So you put the ball gag in your mouth and they tie you up. Ah.
No, but some of the drinking parties are those Bonenkai, like company end of the year parties. Like they'll put like two Nerf bats on a table and they'll ask trivia. And like the first person to know it, they pick up the bat. Or, so they just have one bat. If you know the answer, you pick up the bat. And then if you get the answer right, you get to hit the other person on the head. And they had like the chairman come up, chairman of the company, like 70-year-old dude come up against somebody. And the person like knows the answer to the question, but he doesn't want to like pick up the bat because then he has to hit the chairman of the company, 70-year-old Japanese guy.
That's pretty cool.
Do you have drinking games in England, I guess?
Yeah, definitely.
It's called life. So, you know, card games and stuff like that. Yeah. Yep. All right.
I think what Burke was talking about, the at those kind of, what, Bonenkais, those games, they make them up themselves, right? They're not like official
The Bonenkai party.
Drinking pies.
Yeah, the planning team party. Yeah. Right. I'm not talking about, like the card games and stuff. We do those in the US too.
Yeah. Okay. But the stocking one, that's a real one.
I've never
Sure it is, Ben. Sure it is. So there is a game here. It's called the Pocky game. Have you guys heard of this?
Pocky as in the candy pocky?
Yeah, pocky is what, a thin, very thin breadstick covered in chocolate, I guess.
Is it the game where...
No. I guys want you to do it right now.
No, I think
so,
I know what
Ben,
a game
you
is.
Put that pocky in your mouth, one end. Good. Burke, you put it in your other mouth. You put it in your mouth. Good. Good.
Matt obviously has been imagining.
Now, guys, start nibbling to the center. Good. All right, guys, stop. Stop with it. Hey, guys, cut it out.
How do you win this game? whoever kisses or whoever pulls back loses.
Is this really one of the Japanese games?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually played this on a couple of dates when I first arrived here.
As you guys just did then. As you guys just did then.
You and Matt.
You nibble towards the center. The first person to back down and turn away before the lips meet the other person's lip has to drink. And if you're doing it in teams, if you move it away, whoever's got the shortest pocky stick wins, apparently, something like that. Okay, good. All right.
I don't get the team one. How does that work? You still doing it in pairs?
Yeah, I guess so. The stakes can be raised by having a few pairs competing for time or the shortest pocky stick length left.
Mm. Mm.
The key to winning is not to nibble too quickly, guys. Have you guys played ping pong pun?
This is a Japanese drinking game?
This is another drinking game, ping pong pun.
No, I don't know that before. So,
very simple. So it's in a group. You've never done this?
Like I said, the only Japanese game. You want me to talk about another one of
my games? No, fine. Ping pong pun. So, for example, I point at you, Burke, and say pin. You point at Ben or somebody else and say pon.
Maybe I have played.
And then, Ben, you got to point, keep pointing and say pun. And you just keep going around in a circle like that.
Until someone messes up,
someone messes up, then you have to...
I think I played a variation of that. It wasn't like ping pong. It was called something else. And it was probably more like real Japanese words than... Mm-hmm. What were those words? Why ping pong pong?
I have no idea. I don't know where it originates from. Oh, this is a bit disappointing. I thought you guys would have had some
experience in these games.
You haven't done any of these.
I don't think Japanese people really play drinking games.
I've done ping pong pong quite a few times, Ben. God, you guys haven't lived. for this game to work best, there should be around 5 to 10 people in your group. Okay, moving on. There's junk and pon.
Best game. That's the best one, right?
This isn't just a drinking game. Yeah.
That's a real game of life.
Rock,
the junk
paper,
game.
Scissors. If you lose, you have to drink. How do they do it here, Ben? Saisha Wagyu, junk and pon.
Yeah, and this what's the rock goo? Is that what they call it?
Shit, they found you, Burke.
I gotta go, guys.
Goo is the rock.
Goo.
Yeah.
Goo.
Goo. Pong is the paper.
Goo choki pa.
Yeah, that's it.
Goo choki pa. Okay.
Pong. What does it say pong when you play?
Okay, what's the choki then? That's the scissors.
Hands.
Yeah. Choki, 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 choki.
And then pa is the...
I only noticed that you learn this stuff in detail when you have kids. And you got to sing a lot of children's songs.
Yeah,
and,
man.
And goo, Japanese people love it, don't they? They love the junken.
What's
do you play it a lot with your kids? Huh? Do you play junken a lot with your kids?
No, man.
Oh, really?
No, I'm trying to teach her stuff like chess.
You should. Burke's good at junken porn. He was going to be in the Olympics.
I was. What?
Didn't make it.
Didn't quite make the cut.
Broke his finger during training. Never do the scissor again.
I don't know why that doesn't get more attention on my CV. The junk and pawn experience.
Okay, number four. I've played this in Australia, actually, when I met those Japanese people. And they took me to their apartment room.
It was about a kissing game?
Yeah, it's like a spin the bottle kind of thing. It's called the King game. You've heard of this?
No.
King, gold king?
King.
I'm king.
So on this, they say you use chopsticks for each player, and somebody's got all the chopsticks have a number. So say there's 10 people, it'll be 1 to 9, and one will have the king on it. You can also use playing cards, and whoever gets the king says, okay, number one, you know, make out with number three.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Okay. Spin bottle then.
Pretty spin
much.
The bottle.
Yeah.
But while you're playing,
so with chopsticks
when
instead
we
of a
played
bottle.
It, I was like, hey man, I'm number 9.
I want to get him.
So the king will call out a random number and issue a command.
Like anything.
Anything. After the dare is completed, the chopsticks will be collected and redistributed. If you don't have chopsticks lying around, you can swap it out. For playing cards. The king game is more fun if the dares are outrageous and embarrassing.
Wild.
I don't know, man. It's
number one, murder number three.
Yeah, right.
What?
Drink his piss.
Her piss, Ben. Don't be crude.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That'd be interesting to join a game like that with a bunch of Japanese people, and it's like what their commands would be. Like they might be like really polite because they don't want to like.
No, not
offend
when I
anyone.
Played. They were pretty funny.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
What'd they make you do?
Oh, I can't get into that then. Can't get into that. But it's good if you have five, if you have the even number of the opposite sex, I guess, 5-5 kind of thing. But they play it in, my buddy was telling me once he played it in a snack bar once with a bunch of hostesses or something like that.
So fun with a mixed genders of people, not just your buddies. No, unless you like your friends a lot, you know. Some people do.
But the anyway, there's this game. If you get if you guys ever got invited to a party, this is some stuff that comes up, I guess. Back in the day, anyway, not so much now, I guess. Have you guys heard of Hashiken?
Hashiken.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
It's a tough pod.
I've heard of Hachiken. Yeah, Hachiken's like a town close to Sapporo, right?
Hachiken's
yeah,
the dog the area.
District.
District,
yeah. Small district, yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
No. This is a Japanese guessing game that's similar to playing junk and pond with chopsticks, okay? The game is, laugh now, guys, but the game is so popular that there are annual events held in Kochi.
Kochi Prefecture.
Yeah.
So what's the premise of the game?
In this game, two players sit across from each other. Both players will have three chopsticks and can conceal them in their fists and under their forearms. Play a round of rock, scissors, paper, decide who will go first. The loser of the junken thrusts out a number of chopsticks under his forearm. Arm ranging from 0 to 3. The loser will have to guess the number of chopsticks in play.
So you're saying there's a national gathering of people that do this every year?
Chopsticks. So the loser has to guess how many chopsticks are under the person's armpit. Wild.
Have you played that one?
I have not played this, but I'd like to.
I play a similar game with my family. You know, you might play with your kids your kids' work, the thumbs game.
Oh,
Ines or,
oh hold on, Ben.
What did you say before?
Ise no se. And then yeah, the thumb game.
And then you guess how many thumbs.
Have you played that?
That's not
in the list.
Finally. I haven't got there yet.
Oh. But that sounds like the chopstick game a little bit.
A little bit,
with
chopsticks instead of thumbs.
I guess you're not teaching your girls that because you teach them chess, right, at the moment.
Chess, a little bit of rum or gin rum.
Bridge. Yeah.
Good for math learning.
Right. Blackjack.
Yeah.
Number 6 on this list is called Kikuno no Hana. It's just putting a flower under a bunch of cups and then trying to figure out which cups it under. You know, if you lose, you got to drink. We'll just move on from that one.
Othello, we also play. They like Othello.
I actually don't know how to play that game. How not do you really play that game?
Is that the black and white?
Yeah.
But isn't everything like black and white? Checkers is black and white. Drafts is black and white. Well, just chess is black and white.
I'm not going to explain Othello.
Really?
On the
How's a gold and silver? I don't know what.
Is Othello hard? A tough game?
No. No. It's not at all. You're thinking of Go.
Yeah.
Oh, Go. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it, but I would like to know how to play Go.
And then there's the other one, the other Japanese game.
Shogi.
Yeah. Is that the same? No,
that's more like chess.
That's got characters, isn't it? It's not like black and white.
Yeah. Do you know how to play chess?
Yeah.
Yeah. More like chess, yeah.
I used to be I was a chess champion when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When I was in elementary school.
Seriously?
Yeah. I won the chess league and the knockout tournament.
Wow.
Yeah. I kind of cheated in the league a little bit.
What do you cheat at chess?
I like whined because a kid beat me and I was like, that doesn't count. And I made him like not put it down as my record. So I had instead of having a one loss, I had a zero loss because I basically threatened him. I said, look, if you put me as a loss, I'm going to beat you up. And he was like, oh, yeah, okay.
Wow. Jesus, Ben.
Yeah. That was my competitive days when I was like 6 years old.
No wonder you stopped playing. Keep the ego in check, man.
Next is Kompira Funefune, and that's played. It's considered the most famous ozashiki asobi.
Hold on, is that involving boats?
Boats?
Yeah.
Is Funefune?
Yeah.
This game is played with a geisha or maiko at a geisha dinner.
So you need a geisha or a maiko to play.
I guess so. It's a fast-paced game that gets harder as the tempo quickens or when you get tipsier. Two players will sit facing each other, as you two are now.
Kind of.
Put an object in the middle of the table.
Anything?
Anything.
Can I put your computer there?
No. That's it. Put that.
That was there. A toothpick. No, not that was
a used toothpick.
Tooth cleaner.
Yeah, a tooth scraper. Very, very useful in those things in Japan.
Two players will sit face. Yeah, the players will take turns to clap and tap their hands in the paper hand sign on the object on the table. So you got to clap, then touch the object. The players can take away the object from the table, and the other player will have to tap their fist in the rock hand sign on the empty table.
Man, these games are not easy.
Okay, however, you guys still with me? Players are only allowed to take the object away for up to 3 times consecutively. Players who foul will also have to drink. So if you do find yourself at a place with a geisha, you could break out the old computer fune fune game.
Mm. Computer?
Computer.
Computer.
Computer fune fune. So if you take the item, the person
has to make a fist.
And who drinks?
Well, whoever fouls, I guess.
Oh, there's a little gif on the site. Yeah. That looks exciting.
All right, last one. Oh, there's the Yamanote-sen.
Is that a game?
Yeah.
What famous game train line in Japan as well.
What's the game?
Well, it's you stay in a circle, then you got to keep clapping, and you'll have to, for example, fruit. We clap. Strawberries.
Apples.
Oh, yeah. That's kiwi.
See, he paused, so he has to drink.
So it just has to be the same category.
Yeah, like that's all right. Fruit. And if you repeat the same one, you got to drink.
Be like shiratori. Is that shiratori?
Shiratori. That's kind of a universal drinking game.
That's
right?
What I think, Burke.
Yeah.
but it's called the Yamanote.
Which is a famous train line in Tokyo.
They play it on Japanese TV a fair bit, I've seen.
Oh, yeah. And then the person who messes up gets, like, slapped across the face.
Well, I saw one where they were doing it, and whoever lost, a professional sumo wrestler came out and just kicked their ass, man, started smacking into them. It was pretty funny, man. Yeah. Last one here is, have you ever played this? Tell me you have. Takenoko nokiki.
I have played drinking games.
You've lived
games
a little,
before,
lived a bit. Ben's looking a bit vague.
Yeah, I don't know. Explain it to me. Maybe I've played it.
Well, just you got to you put your hands in the praying gesture.
Oh, this is the shape of the take.
Yeah, the bamboo. It's bamboo roots growing, and somebody will start by saying one noki or one bamboo shoot,
and raise their hand up.
That's like, right. And somebody has got to do 2, 3, and whoever does it last has to drink. But if you do it at the same time as somebody else, you have to drink.
Yeah, so you're kind of like trying to guess the timing, say it. Is anybody going to say it?
So you only go to how many numbers?
Well, it's up to how many people there are in the...
Oh, until it messes up and then you reset.
Well, because you don't want to be the last person, so you try and get in when you can get in. But if you accidentally say it at the same time as somebody else, then you got to drink.
Do it right now. Ready?
Okay, so
take no ko noki ki ichi noki
ni.
Okay, Burke.
Noki.
Burke has to drink. But
so basically, only the last person is at risk.
But
much.
If we said one at the same time, we'd have to drink.
Both of us.
Yeah.
So what's the incentive of me trying to do it at the same time as you?
Well, you want to?
I can't remember. Did you say ichi noki ni noki
san noki?
Yeah. Oh, you do. Okay. All right.
Good game. Have you guys played it before?
Yeah.
It's pretty
a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
People start laughing,
and then you can do it with, like, I guess as many groups of people. Like, if
you
there's
don't
a massive
do it
party
with more than like 8 or 10 people.
Though. Okay,
if there's 8 or 10, little hint for you: just wait. Somebody will go off at the
same
time.
Well, that's what
time.
I mean. Yeah. So I guess like small group, like 4 or 5, is when it gets pretty intense. Probably.
You have no idea, Ben. I've seen people lose limbs playing this game, man. Hardcore. There's some Japanese drinking games for you.
So how many of those games have you actually played on
I've
a night out?
I've played the Takinoko, I've played the King game, and yeah. I've played the Thumb game.
What's been your favorite one?
The King game, I guess. That was fun.
It's because you like to have power, exert power over people.
That's right.
Give commands. No rules to that, is there?
When I was king, everyone get out.
What about you, Berg? Of that list, just that last one?
The last one, Takinoko, what was it?
Takinoko.
Yeah. And the Thumbs game, yeah.
Mm. Actually, if I was playing the King game, I'd just make all the judo dudes fight each other.
All
instigator.
Night.
Fight to the death.
Well,
about that time?
Yeah, I think so. It's about that time.
Good. Well, I guess, yeah, if you want to play drinking games in Japan, check out that list.
We'll put a link to the...
If you do come to Japan, you're going to meet some Japanese friends. At some point, you're going to go in izakaya or a house party or something. They're going to do one of these games, definitely.
Actually, yeah, I kind of like thought I hadn't played, but I've actually been to a lot of dinner parties and stuff where they do start to play drinking games. And yeah, they are these drinking games. So when you first mentioned it, I was like, I don't even know if I've ever seen any Japanese drinking games before.
Probably not in public, though, right? Like, if you go out to an izakaya, like, you wouldn't really see...
No, definitely, like, at a house party, yeah. People sitting around drinking and yeah. stuff. Yeah.
But, maybe carry around a box of Pocky as well if you see a girl you like. Then whip that one out.
Ben's still excited about that one.
There we go. All right, well, thanks for joining us, everyone. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Goodbye.